It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, and we are on a journey to grow up our best lives one little bit at a time. And the little bit that we're focused on these coming weeks and these past couple of weeks is butterfly talk. Butterfly talk is the hope-infused talk that gives you wings to fly into your possibilities. We want to learn what is butterfly talk and how do we get from being a caterpillar to being a butterfly. This week, the focus has been on feeding the caterpillar because a caterpillar has to eat in order to be able to transform into a butterfly. And over the last few days, we've talked about the right food for a caterpillar, how to consistently feed the caterpillar, the right time, the right place. And today we're focused on knowing when to say when. Knowing when is enough for the caterpillar. Because if you overload someone, if you overload someone, it becomes a bad thing. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing because it knocks you out of balance. If you spend all of your time, all day, every day, doing nothing but studying the Bible, you don't develop relationships. You may know the Bible inside and out, but you don't have relationships. So that knowledge is stuck with you. And we are called to be a conduit of what we learn so that we grow in sharing and also that we grow others in our sharing. Too much of just Bible is a bad thing. Too much of carrots. If you've ever watched Darman and Greg, you know too much of the carrots is a bad thing because it puts your body out of balance. So if we're going to recognize that enough is enough, that too much of anything is going to be a bad thing, we have to recognize that butterfly talk can feed the caterpillar what it needs, but too much will make the caterpillar sick. So the first thing to know is that we have to learn the limits of each caterpillar. The second thing is that we have to learn to gauge the reactions of the how the caterpillar reacts, each individual caterpillar reacts to what is they are getting. The third thing is to know the reservoir. If you don't understand your own personal reservoir, then you may end up depleting your ability to be the butterfly. Be the butterfly. The fourth thing is to watch for the saturation blindness. When you have reached saturation, when you are content, especially when it comes to food, when you have been satisfied, then your taste buds quit functioning. Now, you may not think that your taste buds quit functioning, but they do. And if you're still tasting the food, you're not actually tasting the food. You're remembering what the food tasted like. So you have to be aware of when it comes to pouring information into somebody, the saturation blindness, or the Heine quotient. How much can they take? And the fifth thing is to be okay with enough. When I speak in front of a group or organization, I am always watching the reactions to the crowd at large and to the individuals. Ones that are actively engaged are my particular interest because if they ever become disengaged, I've hit the saturation point. If they are looking off somewhere else, I'm gauging the reactions of what they're doing, then I know that I need to either say something or do something that's going to pull them back into the feeding opportunity. But we have to be aware. I was telling my husband the other day, my dad loved to tell this story about a new pastor going to a new church, and he practiced and rehearsed, and we got there. Only one farmer showed up. And he said, "Well, I guess I should go ahead and preach." And the farmer said, "Well, Every morning I get up and I go out to feed the cows. And every morning, whether there's cows there or not, I feed the cows. And the preacher said, well, then I'll get up and preach. So he got up and he preached everything that he'd been practicing. And he preached and he preached and he preached. And when he was done, he came down and he asked the farmer, he said, hey, how did I do? And the farmer said, every morning I get up to go out and feed the cows. And every morning I feed the cows, no matter how many cows are there. But I don't feed one cow the same way I would 100. And the preacher was not gauging the reaction of the person that he was talking to. So even if it was amazing butterfly talk, he didn't realize when enough was enough. He was so focused on what he was saying, he missed the receiver. And when we are talking butterfly talk, we have to be acutely aware of the receiver. This podcast is 20 minutes long. Every single time in the last several years, 20 minutes is a 20-minute podcast. It will continue to be a 20-minute podcast. You can count on it. And so if you tuned into the Growing Hope podcast and it was 2 hours long and you're prepared for 20 minutes, I'm going to lose you at 20 minutes because that's what you're used to. So we have to know how to gauge when enough is enough when it comes to sharing our butterfly talk. So the first thing is you learning the limits. It's different for every age group. It's different for every industry. But you can bank on the truth that if you leave them sitting in the seat for too long, their attention will go to sleep. Don't worry about their legs. Their attention's going to go to sleep. So you have to learn the limits. Each caterpillar is going to be unique. Each situation is going to be unique. So you have to learn to judge by how they're engaging. And in a big crowd, they're engaging by nodding along, speaking out loud, raising hands if you ask for raised hands. But they're interacting with you. In a one-on-one conversation, it's very similar. They're engaged in the conversation. When they stop engaging, then you've reached that limit. The only way that you can understand the limits of the caterpillar is to get invested in relationships. You cannot be relentlessly helpful to someone if you do not know that someone's needs. You cannot know the caterpillar's needs or their limits or anything else if you haven't taken time to get to know the caterpillar. So you need to be not just aware of the individual situation, but the individuals involved in the situation. Take time to learn the limits of the caterpillar that you're wanting to share this journey with. You can do this through other conversations. You can do this through surveys. You can do this through emails, letters. And the more you get to know the caterpillar, the more you will understand the right butterfly language and the best way and the limits that the caterpillar can take. You have to be invested in relationship. If you learn nothing else from how butterfly talk works, understand that butterfly talk works through relationship. Without relationship, butterfly talk will not be understood. Oftentimes, butterfly talk cannot even be understood by other butterflies when there's no relationship set as the foundation. The second thing is you have to gauge the reactions of the caterpillars. If you've ever had the opportunity to feed a small child, you know the child wants you to stop feeding it. It'll give you cues. It will let you know enough is enough. Now, there are some people and some first-time parents in particular who will, especially if you're bottle feeding, continue to feed because there's still food in the bottle, right? And they learn the hard way that we're done. This is also true of animals, and, you know, us as humans. When we have reached our limit, there are certain things that we're going to do to let you know. When it comes to butterfly talk, when someone has reached their capacity to accept the butterfly language, you're going to see signs that those limits have been reached. They'll sigh. or in the case of my kids, they roll their eyes and leave the room. They yawn, right? They become irritable. My husband is, that's one of his cues, that we have reached the limit of this conversation. He begins to get irritable. And then you want to give him a Twix. They get frustrated. They start arguing more. All of these are signs that we've reached the limit. They're giving you cues that butterfly talk is no longer being accepted here. In truth, no talk is being accepted here. So anything that you're pouring out now is just the pearls before swine. So you have to accept that. You've got to remember that butterflies and caterpillars all have their limits of accepting new information, accepting positive affirmation. Even encouragement can get tiresome. Too much of anything is not good. The third thing that you have to know is that you have to know the reservoir. You're pouring out into this caterpillar good, positive, encouraging, uplifting things. And as you're pouring out, you're emptying the reservoir. So unless there's some place that you are also filling the reservoir at the same time, then you have to be aware of the levels of the reservoir. During the drought in the West, that we've watched several of the reservoirs deplete to almost nothing, so that what was at one point in time a huge recreational mecca was going bone dry to the point that they did not think they were going to be able to pump out of the reservoir anymore. Not only will the reservoir begin to dry up and not be able to pour out, but what is inside, left inside the reservoir, because it can't flow, begins to stagnate. And remember, stagnated people is not something that you want to hang out with. And you definitely don't want to be a stagnated person. So you have to know the reservoir. You can only pour out so much nourishment before you deplete your resources. Know your limits. A good way to determine your limits is before you go into opportunity to share butterfly talk, make notations of how you're feeling, your outlook, your attitude, and then when you leave, do the same thing. Repeat the process and compare the two, and you'll begin to discover how much certain situations deplete you more and how much certain situations actually help feed the reservoir, so there's never a lack in the reservoir supply. But if you don't keep a record, you won't ever know. And you need to know. You do not want to be trying to feed a caterpillar and run into a depleted reservoir, because you both miss out on an opportunity for blessing. The fourth thing is to watch for that saturation blindness. This is when the caterpillar has been overwhelmed by words of affirmation without substance. They've been eating Snickers, and they haven't had a good steak and potatoes in a while. So they've been given promises. They've been overwhelmed with fluff. And even not only will this saturate them and make it hard for them to accept. I've run in this. I was just talking to my husband about this earlier. When you are struggling in your journey and you're wondering, is this really the direction I'm supposed to be going? And someone comes along and they're like, "Oh, you're so great," and you wonder, did they really mean I'm great, or are they just saying it because that's what they're supposed to say right here? And that's when the saturation blindness can come into effect. You can't actually hear those positive words of affirmation. It goes back to yesterday. Yesterday when we were talking about a place of trust. It has to come from a place of trust. But saturation blindness also comes when you have poured out. They've been feeding on the promises and feeding on the promises, and they're really excited, but they've reached their level. They no longer can accept anymore. So the saturation blindness can occur when they've gotten a lot of fluff and even when they've got a lot of substance. This, in particular for me, I like to think of the saturation blindness as the Heine quotient, the limit. It goes back to the limits. With, in particular, with my husband, I know he has a certain limit and then he's going to tune out. Doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. He's going to tune out. Listening to the pastor the other day, he was talking about during a service, he started getting antsy. Well, he had reached his saturation limit. So when we know the saturation, when we know the limitations, then we can understand and recognize when saturation blindness is taking effect. And when we understand saturation blindness is taking effect, then we can shift the conversation or release the audience. Both are perfectly acceptable. So watch for saturation blindness. And finally, the fifth thing is to be okay with enough. Just like that preacher preaching to the farmer, you don't have to give everything just because you prepared everything. You give what can be received. And that is okay. It is better to stop early and leave them wanting more than to leave late and have them forget half of what you said. In order for Butterfly Talk to make a true impact, it has to be just enough for the caterpillar in that moment in time. And enough is something that they can take away and practically institute into their journey so that they can begin becoming butterflies. If they are not utilizing what they receive, then it's just a waste of time for everybody. We cannot make more time, so we do not need to be wasting what we have. I want to invest the words that encourage, support, inspire, fuel, possibility, living. And if the words, if it goes over, if it's too much, if it's fluff, if it's more than you can take in, then it doesn't do any of the stuff that I'm creating these words to do. So I have to be okay with giving just enough for you where you are. And recognize that I can always give more later. It doesn't have to all come out right now. I was listening to someone talk about giving a presentation, and they said, you have to be very careful. When you've prepared this presentation and you're getting ready to go up and give the presentation, you have to be very careful about the people you talk to before you give your presentation. We have a tendency, when someone says, so what are you going to talk about, to tell them what we're going to talk about. And then when we get up and start to do the presentation, our brains say, hey, didn't you already say that? That's the being okay with enough. I can tell you I'm going to talk about de-stressing. And that's all I say. I don't have to give you all the details. I don't have to give you the bullet points. When I get up and do my presentation, if you are alert and aware and it's not right after lunch, the presentation is going to be different. If it's after lunch, we're going to get up and move around some. I'm going to adjust because we have to be okay with enough. Each and every butterfly is unique in the way it's going and with what it's doing. Each caterpillar needs to be fed in a particular way. And when we understand that enough is enough, then we give the caterpillar just what it needs. Thank you for joining me for Growing Hope. Connect with me over at katherinelang.com or snarkyrainbows.com. And until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.